Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you so much for joining me tonight, tuning in, taking time out of your busy schedules and just joining us. I really don't take it lightly, and I thank you for that. Tonight we have a great show planned for you, and we're going to just really run in head first. But before we do so, I want to pause for our wonderful sponsors for February. Our sponsors are Evangelist Alexandra Townsend. She's the author of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. Wonderful, wonderful read, good read, and I'm telling you, you want to read that book, you want to get that book, because she's talking about a powerful testimony of how God transformed her son and from an addiction of alcohol in over a decade. So you definitely want to get that book. Then we also have Boost Mobile in Conyers, Georgia, located right beside Hobby Lobby and CC's Pizza. Their February special, they have a buy one, get one free plan, including the hotspots. They have family plans, and they have plans starting as low as $35. And if you move from a competitor, they have some different phones that you qualify for that are free. So you want to go in there and tell them that you heard it on Fire to Inspire, and they'll definitely take care of you. Again, that is Boost Mobile, the Big Easy and Boost Mobile in Conyers, Georgia, and that is beside the Hobby Lobby and CC's Pizza on Highway 138. We have Unique Expression by Design. They're your one-stop shop for any of your unique special needs, whether it's your T-shirts, your bags, anything that you need customized, they are there to make sure that you get it done. Unique Expression by Design is www.uniqueexpressionbydesign.com. And finally, we have Ross Hair and Beauty Bar, also located in Conyers, Georgia, and they're here for all of your hair care needs, whether you have natural hair, relaxed hair. They do braiding, sew-ins, cuts, styles, lock maintenance, and so much more. Again, that's Ross Hair and Beauty Bar. That's located inside of F&D Beauty Salon on Highway 138 beside the Golden Crest. All right, we are back to On Fire to Inspire. And tonight, guys, I tell you, I'm so excited because the entire year, I said we're going to be strategic and intentional about moving in purpose. And those are the words that God gave me. Those are not my words. He gave me those words. And he said, we're going to move with momentum. So we got to be strategic in the things that we're doing. We're going to live out a complete year of success. And in order to do that, we got to make sure that we're setting our goals, we're making a plan, and we're making it happen. So tonight's topic is discover your purpose. And we have the one and only Miss Valencia. And she is here to help get you to the next level. Her name is Valencia Griffin Wallace, and I tell you, she is a lifestyle designer and a boldness coach. She's also an author and entrepreneur, and I love her motto, think it, design it, build it. That's what she's all about. So let's welcome to, without further ado, we're going to welcome Ms. Valencia. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire. How are you this evening?
I'm doing great. Yes, thank you so much for having me. I am on fire, or either it's hot in my house, one of the two, but we'll take both.
Amen, amen. We are so excited to have you here tonight.
I'm excited to be here and definitely inspire some folks to get up and, you know, just design their life. That's key. And just, yes. I'm ready.
good. Perfect. Now, so tell my listeners, who is Ms. Valencia Griffin Wallace? Tell us who you are.
Woo! Well, to tell you who Valencia Griffin Wallace is, I first have to start with Valencia Griffin. And okay. The easiest way for me to do that is to break my name down. So if you look at Valencia, because it explains everything in my life. So if you look at Valencia, Valencia means strong, it means brave. And Griffin, if anybody, you know, have read any Greek stuff or watch any Greek mythology movies, a griffin is part, it has the head and wings of an eagle and the body of a lion, right? So we know in the Bible, for instance, in Isaiah, it says, but they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And then let's go back to Proverbs. Let's go to Proverbs 28. It says, the wicked flee when no one pursues, but the righteous are bold as a lion. So by birth, I was already prepared and predestined to be who I am. Oh, and that's where I know. I say, you know, parents, a lot of times parents think they name their kids, and in most cases that may be true, but I was born into my name. So Valencia Griffin Wallace is a strong woman. I'm a wife and a mother and an author, a business owner, so many things that I never thought I would be. And I'm truly walking in my purpose to where when I wake up in the morning, I feel it in my heart. And that's who Valencia Griffin Wallace is.
All right. I love it. And, you know, it's so powerful how you broke that down as far as your name, because people sometimes, they come up with names and they don't really understand what the names mean. They just attach it because it sounds good. But I was strategic even in naming my daughter. Her name is Soteria, and in Greek and Hebrew it's pronounced Soteria, and it means salvation, deliverance, prosperity, soundness, and health. So I said, with a first name like that, she doesn't have to have a middle name because she is all
correct.
Of that. And then, so,
right.
But we have to really, you know, understand what they are, what we're, you know, speaking over our lives, because every time we call them by their name, we're speaking that into their ears, and they're speaking that over them. So I love it. I'm so happy that you broke it down like that. So very happy.
It explains me. It explains me. So, you know, growing up and going through different things in life where you feel weak, when someone would say my name, they're telling me I'm strong. So that name reminds me who I am, and I love that. Like it's in print, it's official, it's on any and everything. Every time I see my name somewhere, it reminds me just how strong I am.
Yes. Absolutely love it. Absolutely love it. Now, staying in the same vein of understanding this, now this topic itself, discovering your purpose. What does that mean to you?
Discovering your purpose to me is when your head and your heart are in harmony. A lot of times in our head is telling us, you know, go to school, get this job, or do this or do that. And our heart is telling us, well, you should be doing this, or you should be doing that, or you're. So when they're in harmony, and a lot of times, like I tell people, the way you know that your heart and your head is not in harmony is when you can't sleep at night. When something is bothering you, and you kind of know, but you don't, but your head is telling you don't worry about it, but your heart is bothered. Because it's something you're supposed to do. So when those things are in harmony, that's when you rest.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you rest. So that's what it means to me when I look at discovering your purpose, because a lot of times people think because they're good at something, oh, this must mm-hmm. be my purpose, or because I'm passionate about something, this must be mm-hmm. my purpose. But when everything lines up, because I'm mm-hmm. good at art. I'm good at art. I used to love doing it. I'm not passionate about it, you know. So mm-hmm. my head and my heart wasn't, even though my head was like, okay, you good at that, you could be the next Picasso or somebody like that, my heart wasn't in it. Mm-hmm. So when you find that thing where your head and your heart are in harmony, that's when you discover your purpose. Wow. So that means everything. That means rest. That means mm-hmm. I'm at peace with myself because I know I'm doing what I was born to do.
Mm-hmm.
And
wow,
that
I like.
Yes, ma'am. That's the easiest way to sum it up. A lot of people have restless nights, mm-hmm. restless days, a restless life. Because they're wondering and wondering yeah. and wondering and, you know, Lord, I'm here for something. I don't know what. So I'm going to go do this in the meantime. But you feel it in your heart. You feel it in your heart. And when those, you know, like I said, when they're in harmony, oh, my goodness. It's not just a moment. It's a movement.
Mm-hmm.
Because, a moment is, you know, it's something that then is in one space. It's, you know, in your head, you know, I'm good at art, for instance, or in your heart, well, I love eating or something, for instance. But when those are in harmony, when you're at peace with yourself, that rest and that peace is priceless. So discovering mm-hmm. your purpose, that's what it feels like. That's what it feels like. You're at peace. Regardless of
yes.
what is going on, you're at peace.
Mm-hmm.
You're creating a movement. You're leaving a legacy. Something about your purpose is going to spark somebody else's purpose. And that's the bigger
yes.
picture.
Yes.
So,
yes
ma'am.
Tell me this. How did you come about discovering what your purpose was?
Well, I always thought I was a defiant soul. You know, I believe in the word no.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, my first word was no. So discovering my purpose was more about people telling me no and me telling them no. So when people would say, you can't do this, and I would say, no, you're not going to tell me what to do. So when you get through enough no's of what people tell you,
mm-hmm.
then eventually you get to your yes, you get to your purpose. So discovering mine was in the back of my head, in the front of my heart at the same time, because I knew certain things bothered me. Like I didn't understand why I was able to bounce back regardless of what tried to break me. And to me it was just natural. I was just being me. Like I don't have time to wallow in pity. I don't, you know, I would cry, I would break down, and then I would get to my breakthrough.
Mm-hmm.
But what I thought was natural for everybody, I'm thinking everybody, you know, goes through this. Everybody has that strength. I discovered people didn't because they didn't know how to say, no, you're not going to tell me who I am because God already told me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm predestined to do something. I put on Facebook one day about predestined to walk in the light by the Creator. You can't worry mm-hmm. about people that want to call themselves creators because you are already predestined. So it's accepting. When I accepted, regardless of what I thought, because I had to get out of my head, And regardless of what I felt in my heart, I had once I made them fall into harmony, at the end of the day, I want to give other people strength. I want people to look at my story or my life and pull strength from that and know I'm just like you. So when I figured out that other people didn't have that strength, I knew it was my purpose to help other people be bold, to be brave, to be optimistic, to know they're going to be legendary. And guess what? It is okay to be a diva. It's okay. That's what bold stands for. You know, it's okay. It's okay. It's okay to be perfectly imperfect. It's okay. And when you get to that point and you know that, okay, God, I understand. I understand. And regardless of what anybody else says, I'm going to do it. Whatever it is, what the it you put in my heart and my head, now they're in harmony. So I'm going to do it. So I had to accept that the things I went through, they weren't about me. Because I was strong enough to get through it. They were about the people who weren't. And so me discovering my purpose was it's been a lifelong journey. It's been I'm still discovering and walking in my purpose. I'm still, you know, moving until my mark is felt. So discovering my purpose, I had to except that, it, you know, basically stop being selfish, stop wanting to be a private person, stop being embarrassed about things I dealt with, because at the end of the day, it's not about me. So when people would come to me for advice, and I'm like, it kind of confused me because I'm like, I'm not the person to give advice, but I would give them advice and wisdom from my heart, and then they would come back later and said, I did what you said and it worked, or it changed my life. Or when I get those inboxes from people that, you know, tell me that reading what I posted or, you know, me being so transparent helped them, that's confirmation that when I stopped being selfish and truly discovered and started walking in my purpose, that okay, you're doing what you're supposed to do. So I can sleep easy at night. I can sleep easy at night. So yeah,
because your mind and your heart are at harmony.
Correct. Correct.
Amen. So if you have someone, let's say, you know, I tell people, you a lot of times for women between 35 and 40, if they're not living out their purpose, they start seeking what it is. If they haven't already started, around that 35, 40 mark, it's like there's something more. And that's just the encounter that I've had, because I know I personally hit that, and that's when it hit me at 35. And then I've had other people come to me between those age groups. And even with men, I've had them come to me between those age groups. Have you seen a majority of age groups that come to you saying, there's more to me than this? What have you seen? Has that been a number for you?
Yes, around that age. It's something, and I believe the reason why is because around that age, you really realize that there's something more. You either get fed up with autopilot, and you you're more open, you know, kind of like if you think about with children, you know, a child will run around the house with a sword or pots and they're a drummer and they're so open to who they're supposed to be. And I think we lose that. And around that age is when you get it back. A child doesn't care if they're beating on the pots and waking up the neighbors. All they know is in that moment, they are a drummer. They have a band. You know, they're so open. And I think that happens again when you get older, but for a different reason. But that happens again. You start seeing the possibilities in life. And mm-hmm. it's just getting over that fear, which is the difference between actually doing something about it.
Mm-hmm.
And once mm-hmm. you made it up in your, and that's a whole other thing. That's a whole other thing. Because a lot of people have a fear. Fear is something. And mm-hmm. I get a lot of people around that age, like they're ready, like they're, normally they have either their heart is made up, but they're not quite sure in the mind, or yeah. vice versa. And a lot of people are scared. And I tell people when I speak, when I write, when I do anything, I'm scared. It scares the life out of me. But if I wait until I'm not scared, nothing will ever get done. So I tell them, mm-hmm. you know, I really kind of don't care if you're scared. Do it anyway. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people come to me because, you know, I do a disclaimer. I said, look, you know, if you're looking for a nice, sweet person, soft voice to hold your hand, tell you it's okay, that's not who I am. I'm a boldness coach, and that's why I state that. So if you're ready, if you are truly ready for somebody that's going to say, okay, this is your past, I understand that, I really don't care. Now let's move on to what your purpose is. This is what you need to do. This is, you know, and I tell them, okay, so by this date, this is what you need to do, because a lot of times people need accountability. But when you speak things out loud, that holds you accountable. Mm-hmm. And so that makes you get over that fear. You know, it's a million and one things that can go wrong, but you'll never know about that one thing that could go right because you're scared of what other people are going to say. You're going to school at 37. Oh, my goodness, with people the same age as your son. I know. I've been there. And I'm like, I'm old enough to be these children's parent. Am I going to not go to school? No, that wasn't an option. You know, mm-hmm. so it's getting over that fear that we have, you know, like I said, the power of no.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that word. People need to understand, no. No, yeah. I'm not going to give into fear. No, I'm not going to give up. No, I'm not going to continue to go on autopilot the next 35, 40 years of my life because, yes, I know I'm here for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And once people mm-hmm. accept that, and then I'll throw out lines like, look, you're being selfish because your purpose is too big. It's not even about you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. And when people get mm-hmm. out of that, and when I put it to them that way, they mm-hmm. really understand, and they're ready to put on their armor and boxing gloves, whatever they need, and just let's go head first. You don't know you could swim until you jump in.
I love what you just said. Someone even put in the chat within the, you know, when I do the invitation on Facebook, I've actually been posting some of the things you've been saying, and then I've had two other ladies that have come on board, so they're listening. Thank you so much, ladies, Jessica, and I think it's Shania or Shania.
Yay.
I don't want to, ladies, but thank y'all so much. Because, you know, it's those type of things that when you hear things that hit your spirit, if it hit yours and it blessed you, it's blessing someone else. But one of the things you said, it made me think about a show I did around the second or the third week of January. And the topic was, what is your why? And we had Coach Terrence Lefferts, Coach Unstoppable. And one of the things that he said is, your why is so much bigger than you. So you need to get out of your own way so that you can do what you created to do. You know, your why is bigger than you. Your why uh-huh. is bigger. And I love that because, like you said, it's so much bigger than me. You know, the fact that you said, you know, I'm not going to allow the uncharted waters, the fear of the unknown to hinder me. No, I refuse to allow something that I don't understand to stop me. You know, uh-huh. if you didn't pursue that until you got your yes, then guess what? You wouldn't be a blessing to many others as you're blessing people yet again tonight. And I thank God for you and for your gifts. I tell you, I'm loving it. I'm loving it. You're speaking my language. You're speaking my language.
Thank you. And even when I started stepping outside of myself and coaching and speaking, I was like, Lord, really? Like, I'm married. My son is grown. I could, like, stay up all night, sleep all day, and not do anything. But mm-hmm. my heart would not be content with that. I was made to move. And mm-hmm. it was a few things that happened, you know, when I was in class, one of my classes one day, and they were talking about domestic violence. And everybody, mm-hmm. when people look at me, they see this strong woman. You know, I've heard I carry a presence. So I'll accept that. So we were in class, and they were talking about domestic violence. And, you know, you have so many people that, oh, I will never deal with that. I will never go through that, and so on and so forth. So, you know, people just beating up women that have been in that situation. So I was like, okay, well, I was like, well, actually, I dealt with that. Sure mm-hmm. did. I dealt with that. So it was crazy because everybody got quiet and looked. No, not Valencia. You're not this strong, powerful woman. And I'm like, I dealt with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't use the term domestic violence victim or survivor. No, I conquered that. Because when you conquer something, you leave it as truly in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And so I shared my story, and that's when I knew some things that weren't comfortable for me to share, I had to. And so that made the people in the class look at that situation different. And then I kind of understood why I dealt with that.
Mm-hmm.
It was for that moment.
Mm-hmm.
It was for that moment, for people that think, not weakness, but people that think that trials have a certain look. You know, they think that certain, you know, poverty, if somebody grew up in poverty, they look like this. Or people think that if you grew up, you know, my mom died when I was very young, then I should wear my pain and I should look broken and so on and so forth. And that's why the image I present is not about me. It's about those people that need to look at me and know Valencia went through all of this. And guess what? Valencia is still here. So let me pull on some of that strength. So that's when I, like, in that moment, I knew the power of my voice. I knew mm-hmm. that it was stories inside stories that I lived, not survived. Mm-hmm. I lived, and I needed to let people know, hey, you can live too, despite all of that. Whatever
yeah.
that is, that doesn't matter.
Right, right. You
I'm
have
sorry,
so
I got
many
in a moment.
It's okay. Because, see, a lot of times people, you know, you can say what you would not do until you're put in that situation. And until
mm-hmm.
you're put in that situation, you don't know what you would do. You don't know how you react. You don't know how you know, you really don't know. Just like you said a moment ago, you don't know that you can swim until you jump in. So in that situation,
mm-hmm.
you will handle it until that you're giving those same type of that situation, you're given that, you know, those parameters. So I never say what I would not do. Now, I can
mm-hmm.
say what I think I would do, but until you're put in that situation, you don't know what you would do. You know, I do a lot of self-esteem workshops. I've spoken to survivors. Excuse me, I don't say survivors. I missed that. I don't even say that word. I say overcomers. So I go to
mm-hmm.
different cultures and nature and speak to women who are overcomers, because they've come out of that and they've overcome that, and they're moving into the newness of where God has taken them. And so, you know, I talk to them from a place of wholeness and healing. We don't dwell on what you've been through. Happen, but we don't, and we don't negate that, but we can't dwell there, because there has to be a healing to move forward, because you went through that, but guess what? That didn't define who you are. You don't look like what you've been through, thank God. So, yes. So, I just praise God that He's given us a voice to be able to help others, regardless of what your story is. If that's not your story, it's not your story. You know, many times God allows me to be able to talk to people, regardless of if that's my story or not. You know, what He put on the inside of me has allowed me to be able to talk to anyone, regardless of my walk. You know, I've talked to people, and I'm like, Lord, how am I talking to him about this? This is not my testimony. No, but he gives you a word if you're still enough and you're in tune with his voice. He says his sheep will hear his voice. They will know his voice. And so you got to know who he is. And I think a lot of times we're just too busy. We're just too busy to understand what it is we're called to do. And there's so much greatness in each and every person, whether they're listening now or they're listening to the recording. There's greatness on the inside of them. All they have to do is tap in and do it. You know, God showed me a vision, Valencia, a little while back. And he showed me people sitting on their hands. And he said, I've given them all these gifts. I've given them all these talents. But they're sitting on them. And what I had to realize, even for myself, I had to move out of the way of my own self to let God have his way. Because I was telling God who I was when he said, I need you to come up out of that box so you can be who I've called you to be. And I was like, wow. And same thing for you. You said, okay, let me do what allows my heart and my mind. Everything had to be in sync and in harmony and peace. That's when you knew, without a shadow of a doubt, I'm doing what you've called me to do. I am walking in the greatness that is, you know, set up for my life. So I love it, absolutely love it. So I do. Now tell me, what would you say to that person who is right there saying, there's something more to my life than this? I love my life. I love my husband. I love my children. I love my life. However, there's a void sitting here, and I need to fill that void. What would you say to that person?
I would ask them, what bothers you? That's my question. What bothers you? Because if something bothers you, it's keys in that helps you to find who you're supposed to be, or discovering your purpose. Because what bothers you may not bother the person standing next to you. So I would tell them, look into that. What bothers you? And then I would say why. And then I would say why. Because I like things that are broken down to the simplest parts. I like things that are real simple. So you just continue to break it down and break it down and break it down. And that, to me, is step one. Mm-hmm. Or step two. Really, step one is like what, you know, I like people to go ahead and get their past out the way, because a lot of times when I speak with people, they give me their history. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, that's good. So, you know, I have people write a letter to themselves sometimes, and to their past self, to, you know, the self that made them but didn't make them at the same time. So then we get into what bothers you, what moves you. And those are the things that help people get closer to their purpose. Does it bother you that does it bother you that, you know, children need a voice? You feel like somebody should speak up for children. Does it bother you that somebody should speak up for women? Does it bother you that no one's speaking up or setting a good example for men and what a man really is. You know, what bothers you and why? Mm-hmm. And those are questions that get people thinking. And then you just continuously break it down, break it down, break it down until you get to that smallest part. Because from that mustard seed, see, that smallest part is that mustard seed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you move mountains with.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, yeah. I'm all about a movement, not a moment. So when you get down to that middle part, that's where your movement is. That's mm-hmm. where your movement is. And I believe that it's a lot of people denying their purpose because they know it's going to be uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It is uncomfortable. Some, you know, because you realize that the certain things you expected to be there when you started discovering your purpose and walking in your purpose, you expected support and cheerleaders and, you know, blessings to come raining down, the angels to sing and the heavens to open up, but that's not what happens. And a lot of people, some people know that, and some people aren't prepared for that. Some people are scared of that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, you know, that being bold to say no matter what, I have to walk in my purpose. You have to need it as much as you need food or water or love. You have to need it. You have to, if you have to know if I don't do this, I might as well not eat because I'm dying.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, you know, if you're not living, you're dying. That's why it's like, or you could continue to be in a coma on autopilot. But in order to live, you have to be willing to be uncomfortable. You have to be willing to lose sleep. You have to be willing to lose negative relationships. You have to be willing to get up in the morning and tell yourself, spend time with God. Take your quiet time and listen, listen, listen.
Mm-hmm.
Listen. And if mm-hmm. your answers are already there, and you have to stop denying it. Stop letting those the thoughts that come in your head, and we're thinking, oh, it's just a thought. But then a week later or a year later, you see somebody is doing exactly what you knew you were supposed to do a year ago. You can't get mad. They listened.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I'm telling you, this is just stuff. Tell me this. So if someone wanted to follow you, they wanted to get in touch with you, what's some of the, you know, what's your contact information as far as website, social media? You know, we want to make sure that they know how to contact you.
Awesome. Okay. My website is www.lifedesignme.com. That's LifeDesignme.com. And then I'm on Facebook at Valencia. You could go to type in Valencia Griffin Wallace. And they have two. They have two Valencia Griffin Wallaces, but I'm the black one. So I know. I was like, wow, there's like another me. But that's the easiest way to find me is on Facebook or go through my website. I do respond to all inboxes and emails. I don't, you know, it doesn't matter if it's 2:00 in the morning. You know, a lot of people say their purpose gets them up early in the morning. I hear that a lot. Well, my purpose keeps me up to 2:30, 3:00 at night. And then I'll deal with the morning the next day, you know. So I'm normally up. I've gotten, and I will answer emails and inboxes. You know, one of the things that I love to say, and I told one of the ladies that I speak with sometimes, I told her, you have no excuse to break down. You have no excuse to feel lonely because I'm too accessible. I'm too accessible, even, you know, so I'm very accessible, and I make it that way for a reason, because sometimes people just need a word.
Right.
They just need somebody to tell them, you know, you don't give up.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, we are going to go ahead and open the lines. We have a person that's already pressed one. If you have a question, a comment, or you just want to say something to Valencia or myself, press one. I do see that we have one person already waiting. So we're going to bring them on if you're ready.
Yay.
Okay, good. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm the Fire to Inspire. You are live with Valencia and Aaliyah. Who do we have live with us tonight?
It's an unstoppable day, Queen Aaliyah. It's Terrence, the unstoppable Coach Leffridge, calling you.
Good evening, Coach Unstoppable. How are you?
Oh, you know, it's in the tagline. I'm unstoppable this evening. I saw my name come across Facebook, and somebody quoted me in the call, and I was like, well, I need to go get on this call real quick, see what's happening with On Fire to Inspire. Good evening, Queen Valencia.
Hello, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm great, I'm great. And enjoying the little bit of the conversation I was able to hear. I'm out here in the streets of Chicago on my grind. I'm just finding my purpose, so I definitely wanted to align myself with other people who were talking about purpose this evening. So
yes.
My quick question to you is, once someone defines their purpose, how do you keep them from denying their purpose?
Oh, I like that.
A very good question. Let me breathe.
don't you love it when coaches ask coaches questions?
I know, but it's a very good question. I would say to keep them from denying their purpose, then you would,
yep.
I mean, that would kind of come down to their why and them breaking it down to that mustard seed. To me, it doesn't make sense. And I will say that, you know, like before I talk with anybody, I always do a disclaimer, like I said earlier, and I'll tell them it doesn't make sense. That's selfish. You know what you're here for. I'm that coach. Like, you know what you're here to do, and that's selfish. That's selfish of you to not walk in your purpose, to not, you know, you're denying it. That's selfish, you know, and that's something I constantly say. And I'll tell them, you know, my word for the day, the other day, was disobedient. And I'm like, okay, but you love God, and you feel like God gave you this vision for your life and your purpose. So why are you being disobedient? You wouldn't deal with that from a child. So don't be disobedient. And I will give them examples of times I've been disobedient. God was pulling me right, and I was like, no, stop. You know, no, I'm gonna go left. And I tell them, stop having those but God moments. God, I know what you put me here to do, but God, I'm not ready. But God, I'm not perfect. But God, maybe that's for somebody else. So I tell them to stop with the but God, stop being disobedient, and do what you are here to do.
Wow, I love it. I wanted to see what you had inside of you. Yeah, because, you know, Queen Aaliyah, you know, we've talked, and many times we run across all walks of life where people are denying their purpose, denying
mm-hmm.
their talents, denying their abilities, denying their gifts. And it's
mm-hmm.
in that last word where we come to the point of an understanding. What God gave us is a gift. That's why they call it the present. And if you don't use that gift in the present, you're going to lose the ability to use that gift
mm-hmm.
in the future, and then you're going to lose the ability to be blessed because you gave that gift to somebody else. You know,
right, and then the but God changes. But God, that was supposed to be me.
Right, right. But God, where's my blessing? Well, you don't have a blessing. The blessing was the gift I gave you.
Correct.
Right.
Yes. Yay.
Well,
good question.
I appreciate you. I appreciate the answer. And, of course, you know I appreciate the purpose midwife and all you do each and every week to inspire and keep us on fire. So thank you so much for taking mm-hmm. my call.
Well, thank you so much for dialing in and asking us a question tonight. We appreciate it.
Not a problem.
All right, have a great one now.
All All right, take care.
Yes, sir. So, Valencia, that is who was giving us that what is your why. You remember I said he said your why is bigger than you. That was. So we praise God that he was able to dial in. Now, if you have a question or a comment, press 1. We'll be happy to bring you live as well so that you can make your comment. You can ask a question. Press 1, and you will be live with Valencia and myself. I tell you, I'm just really excited about people walking in obedience, because I'm telling you, you know, when God told me to write On Fire to Inspire the book, I was like, well, Lord, you know, I'm a children's author. And he was like, who you are. I formed you, but I need you to come up out of that box, because once you come out of that box, then you're going to take me out of the box. And see, I saw myself one way, but he saw me another way. And I called myself a children's author because I had brought out the first book. I had written 3 more, but I had not released them yet. And so I had defined myself as what I currently saw. And he said, that's not who you are. But we have another caller. All right, here we go.
Yay.
Hi.
Yay.
How are you? It's Janae. How are you ladies doing this evening?
We are great. Great. How are you doing this evening, ma'am?
You know what? Listening to this call, I am great. I love to hear just the truth going forth with clarity, where people can be healed and walk in their purpose. So there were so many nuggets that I received tonight, and I just love. I love Valencia. Okay, let's just say that. So, you know, I'm getting immune to some of the things that she said, but one of the things that I love is she says many deny their purpose because they know it's going to be uncomfortable. And, you know, I would have to say for myself that was so true, because, you know, here I am because I didn't graduate from high school, because I wasn't saved as long as everybody else was. You know, I see God showing me that I'm going to be doing this and this and that, and I'm like, oh, you know, God, there's truly somebody else. I mean, like, well, why would you choose me? So I didn't believe he was talking to me, because there were more people qualified. So why me? You know, and so it was uncomfortable in the beginning when I started walking in my purpose, because I was very young. And there were other people that, other missionaries and evangelists that had been in the ministry for so long. And so for me to come in and then, you know, they kind of promote me to aspiring missionary, a lot of people looked at me like, well, how did she just get there? So it was very uncomfortable. And then I kind of withdrew a little bit. And I feel that people do that. I don't know if you guys, you know, you've heard that about a pet bull. You know, if you fight a pet bull too young, it won't fight when it get older. It'll be scared. And so I think we're just like that. You know, if you put people out there too young and something scares them, then they won't go forth. You know, especially if you have older people to me that scare them, because you have to be bold. You know, and so when you get a bold, bold person, then, yeah, they'll keep fighting. But a lot of people withdraw, and they never go back and walk in their purpose because something scared them. And so just for me, I can say it was uncomfortable, but it was a press, and I was determined. I'm like, I know that I exist for more than just this. There has to be, it has to be more. Like, I couldn't accept, it was not okay just to wake up, to come, go to work, to go, to come home, to cook, to go to sleep, to do it all over again. Like, I just could not imagine a God that we serve allowing that to be our daily bread and our daily life. It didn't set right. So I constantly pressed until I found answers. And you got to seek it. Like she said before, like, you have to look. It's not going to just drop in your lap. You have to be hungry for it. You know, just like you want that outfit and you're like, I got to find these shoes. You'll go to 5 or 6 different shoe stores trying to find that shoe. But when it comes to our purpose, you know, we allow things to stop us instead of going to those 4 or 5 different places to find out what this means. What does that mean? Okay, now that I arrived here, how do I do that? You know, so, Valencia, I just want to thank you, because you do speak things that some won't speak only because they're not bold and they don't want to offend anyone. We have got to get past the point that we're scared to offend anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we have to be uncomfortable with our boldness. We have to get to the point where, you know, I'm just going to be bold. And
yeah.
This is the truth. This is what you need to do, and do it unapologetically. And I
yes.
think the more we step up and do that, the more we'll see people healed and delivered, you know?
That's so true.
Thank you, dear.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, Shanae.
God bless you.
All right. Yes. I love it. All right. We have another caller. Welcome
hey.
To Onside Inside. You are live with Aaliyah and Valencia. Who do we have?
Hey. This is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica.
Hey. Of course, I would not leave this line without making my comment. I just wanted to say, well, I'm blessed every day because this is my sister on the line, my 2 a.m. queen, my partner in crime, yes. So I'm blessed by this every day. And Aaliyah, I want to acknowledge you first because it is your show. I'm just so grateful for you, you know, walking in your purpose. To, you know, inspire us and to keep us on fire to live the purpose in which God has called us to live. So I just thank you for that, you know, for your obedience to that. I've been blessed. Like, I mean, so many nuggets have been dropped. Like I say, you know, me and Valencia, we're really close. So, you know, I get this every day. But this was just more. It was a little bit extra. It was, you know, even more for me. Mm-hmm. I'm just so grateful for both of you. You know, I'm grateful, and I really enjoyed this call.
Amen. Well,
thank you so much.
You know, a lot of times when you have light-minded spirits and they're both walking in purpose and they know who they are in him because they understand who he is, then it's like iron sharpening iron. So I just praise God for the opportunity to be interviewing her tonight. And thank you again for sharing with us.
Thank you, Jessica.
Welcome.
I tell you, this has been an awesome night. This entire year, you know, I keep telling the people, this is the year that you will walk in your greatness, and the only thing in your way is you. The only thing
mm-hmm.
that can keep you from that greatness is yourself. So I want you to get out of yourself, move out of the way, look in the mirror and say, you are great, I love you, you are a success, you are victorious, and you're going to walk in the destiny that God's called you to walk in. So you got to talk to yourself. And the show last week was entitled Walking in, what was the topic of the show? It was Walking in the Best You and Being Able to and Encourage Yourself. Because many times, as you were saying earlier, as you walk this walk, you're not going to have that cheerleading base around you. You know, people are going to think you're strange, think you're weird. because you're like, okay, you know nothing about this and you're getting ready to do this. Because I know what my Father is saying, I'm going to walk out where he says walk out. It's not for me to understand, it's for me to walk in obedience. And so as you continue to walk in obedience, he'll continue to bless. You know, it's like sowing and reaping harvest. You're doing what he's saying doing, so you can't do anything but reap, you know.
Right.
And your gift is going to make room for you. So I just praise God for you as you're walking, continue to walk in the fruitfulness of where he's called you to, because greater is already here. I'm not going to say greater is coming because it's here. And so, you know, continue to do what he's telling you to do. Continue to keep your ears and eyes open as he's telling you to move forward. Now, did you have anything final that you would like to share with us tonight?
I would like to share this. And if anybody follows me on Facebook and paid attention, I posted this and I felt like it was for me and it was for other people that needed it. Sometimes, and I'm going to just sum it up what I posted because it was a long post, but I always say that sometimes you got to be quiet and you have to be still and you have to kind of shut up to hear God. Mm-hmm. Like, that's why silent and listen has the same letters. So when I'm silent, I'm able to listen to God. And I was frustrated. So when you get frustrated, you feel like, Lord, you know, I'm walking in my purpose. I feel like I'm alone. It's a lot of wolves dressed like sheep. I don't know why and that but God comes in. And my conversation with God ended with him saying, who else am I going to put to protect my sheep? Who else can defend my sheep against the wolves dressed like sheep but a lion? So you have to be a lion. You have to have that strength. You have to know that, guess what, if you continue through that field, through that path that you're predestined on, just know when you get through the wolves, because your purpose is to protect the sheep, to give the sheep what they need. So as you get through that, just know there's going to be other lions there waiting for you. You're going to draw in what you need.
Mm-hmm.
So just have that force, that strength of a lion, and just continue to pursue and just continue. You cannot, don't get weary. If you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, crawl. If you can't crawl, then slide on your stomach. However you have to do to get where you're supposed to go, go. And that's my word.
I love it. You said if you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, crawl. And if you can't crawl, what'd you say? Something about the stomach.
Well, slide on your belly. Slide on your belly like you're sliding across the floor, mm-hmm. put a towel up under you and slide across the floor. As long as you're moving, mm-hmm. you just continue to go. Don't get frustrated. You can't run a race. You can't win a race if you're looking back at who's catching up or who's on the side. You just continue to go and go. And as long as you go, you're going to get there. So don't give up. Mm-hmm. Remember the word no, and no. No, I'm not going to listen to all the things that's telling me I'm not supposed to do this.
Yes.
Because I know who I am.
Amen.
So.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
We truly, truly appreciate you tonight, and I'm really excited about what God is doing in your life, what God is doing in the life of his people, especially the ones who are just seeking him like never before and seeking, running after their purpose and saying, you know what, I'm not living until I'm living what you've called me to live. And that's where, mm-hmm. you know, when you get in that crosswalk of, you know what, it's not about what I desire or what I want. It's about what did you create me to do? What did you create me to be? So I thank you again tonight for joining us, for being a blessing to the people who are able to listen, as well as to the ones who will be listening to the recording. You have shined some great wisdom and knowledge, and I thank God for you sharing your gift with us here on Fire to Inspire tonight.
Thank you so much for having me. It has truly been my honor.
Amen. Well, we hope to have you back sometime soon.
Definitely.
Yes,
there's it's a movement. It's a movement,
yes,
of pushing people into their purpose. It's
Amen.
A movement.
Yes.
So
yes,
I'm
yes.
I'm ready.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am. Definitely. Well, guys, you have had some great, great wisdom poured into you tonight from Mrs. Valencia Griffin Wallace. And I tell you, she has been a wonderful, wonderful woman living up to that title, Lifestyle Designer and Boldness Coach. So think it, design it, and build it, as she said. And visit her website. And can you repeat that website again for me, Valencia?
It is www.lifedesignme.com. LifeDesignme.com.
All right, so, great. And she's on Facebook at Valencia
yes.
Griffin Wallace, and she is the African American Valencia. So there are two Griffin Wallaces out there. All right. Well, we thank you again. We thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, well, guys, tune in next week. Each and every week, tune in at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss Aaliyah Butler on Miss On Fire to Inspire herself. I'm telling you, it has been a pleasure to share with you tonight as we walk in, helping you walk in your purpose, walk in the fruitfulness and the greatness that God has on the inside of each and every person. We are here again, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you're interested in sponsoring our show, you can email us at onfiretoinspire@gmail.com. That's spelled out. As well as if you are interested in purchasing any of our books, you can actually check out the books on Amazon, on Kindle, and you look up Aaliyah Butler, A-L-E-I-G-H-A, Butler, On Fire to Inspire. The book is out there. Prayers, Affirmations, and Declarations is out there, as well as the children's book, A Learning Book Just for Me, Teaching Your Children Foundational English and Spanish. I tell you, it's time for you to walk in the greatness that God has called you to. There is purpose in your life as long as you have breath in your body. There is purpose in your life to fulfill. Thank you so much for tuning in. God bless you, and we'll talk to you next week. Thank you.